Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. In case you are new here, my name is Olivia Eve, and every single Friday I like to get on and do a little solo episode for you guys. This solo episode is normally something that you guys have asked me to talk about or that I have been thinking to talk about recently and something that I've been going through myself. And I just really love getting on here and just casually talking to you guys all the time. I think it's just such a different vibe when I plan an episode versus when I just sit here and talk to you guys, and it's just more of like a comforting feeling. I did plan out today's episode, but I just love the feeling of being in bed, pulling out my microphone, and just talking to you guys. I feel like it's such a natural, organic conversation, and it's something where I can really just get everything off of my chest that I want to talk about. I feel like I have more information to share because it genuinely feels like I'm on FaceTime with one of my best friends when I talk to you, and like I'm just on the phone with you guys. And I know a lot of you love when the energy is like that when you listen to my podcasts. A lot of you will message me and be like, it feels like I'm on the phone with my friend when I'm talking to you. It feels like I'm getting advice from my friend. And that is one of my favorite things to hear, because that is exactly what I want you to feel when you listen to my episodes. If you guys have been listening to my past few episodes, a lot of my episodes have been having to do with healing and self-love, and kind of just my whole podcast in general has to do with the self-love journey and your healing era. And I feel like when I first started my podcast, it was revolved a lot around becoming a better you, but more in the business field and in the success field and in the motivational field. And even though I do touch on those topics sometimes, I feel like in the past few months, it's really transformed into a healing podcast and just entering your healing era and really just focusing on yourself and focusing on loving yourself. And that's because that is the journey that I am currently on. I am on such a big healing era, healing journey right now, where I am my number one priority. My relationship with myself is the number one thing that I'm focusing on. And it has made such a difference in my life recently. And I'm so excited to kind of share some tips with you guys today that have helped me in this self-love and healing journey. I have been at such low points with myself. I have been at points with myself where I was extremely dependent on the people around me, whether it was the person I was in a relationship with, whether it was someone I was friends with, whether it was a family member. No matter what it was, I was always depending on other people for joy and happiness and comfort and support. And it took me some time to get to where I am now. And I'm still growing and I'm still healing and I'm still kind of going through, you know, the motions of some days not feeling like I'm enough for myself, some days feeling like I'm not good enough, feeling like I need a partner, feeling like I need someone with me all the time, taking care of me and supporting me. But I've been embracing a lot of new wellness hacks and wellness habits that I want to talk to you guys about, because I feel like it's made such a difference in my life and just such a change in my life. And I think it's really important to invest in ourselves and invest in the relationship with ourselves. And I think a lot of the time we wake up day to day and we just do our normal routine. We go to school when we're supposed to go to school. We go to work when we're supposed to go to work. And we kind of just do everything in motion. We're not really living in the moment, but we're kind of just going through the motions and we're just going through our day to day without even realizing what's really around us, opportunities that are around us, new chances that we can take, new decisions we can make. And we just kind of do everything step by step and we don't focus on new things that we could accomplish or new things that we could get interested in and just ways that we could grow ourselves. And I think this is very normal and it's just part of being comfortable, especially in your 20s or going into your 20s or leaving your 20s. It's just a part of comfort. You know where you're going every single morning when you wake up. You know who you're going to be surrounded by. You know the way to school, the way to work, what playlist you're going to put on when you get there. You know what music you're going to listen to. You know what show you're going to put on before you go to sleep. You know what you're going to cook for dinner. And we're just so wired for comfort as humans. And I think until we branch out and we take those steps to get out of our comfort zone, we don't really realize the ways that we can grow. And so you might be at a point with yourself right now where you don't think you can be in a good relationship with yourself, where you don't think you could be your number one fan, but it is only because you are doing the same habits. You are living the same life every single day. And if you're waking up and you're doing the same things every single day, you're going to feel the same way every single day. And nothing is going to change about the way that you feel about yourself because you are not changing. And if you are not changing, you cannot expect the way that you feel about yourself to change. So in today's episode, I want to go through things that have really helped me love myself, wellness hacks and habits that have actually changed my life and have just made such a difference in my life, because I am going through this kind of transformation with myself. And I've been having really good days where I wake up and I love my company and I love myself, and I'm like, I'm the only person I need. And then, of course, there are some days where I'm like, damn, like, I feel alone today. I feel lonely today, or, you know, whatever the situation might be. And I think I'm kind of growing through it. Healing comes in waves. Like I always say, healing comes in waves, and sometimes the waves hit the rocks, but that's okay. And it doesn't mean that you're not still healing. It doesn't mean your healing journey has to end or that your healing journey isn't working. But I'm really excited to kind of share these tips with you. I wrote down a lot of tips, and I've been writing these out throughout the week, or like even when I do them, or I just accomplished one, or I realized one made a difference, I wrote it down for you guys right away. So I was able to share it with you guys. So let's go ahead and get started into the wellness habits that have changed my life. The first thing is to stop distracting yourself. I feel like when I realized I had to go through this healing self-love journey and I was in a little bit of a heartbreak area of my life, all I was trying to do was distract myself, whether it was with other people, going out, drinking, no matter what it was, all I tried to do was distract myself, and I tried to be someone that I'm not. I do enjoy going out with my friends. I do enjoy, you know, having a night out and indulging in all of that lifestyle here and there. But I feel like as soon as I realized I had to go through this healing journey, that was all I wanted to do. That was all I cared about. And even though it's fun for me sometimes, I feel like I was forcing it out so much just to distract myself. And no matter what I was doing, I just always wanted my mind distracted. And that was my way of trying to heal, was distracting the pain. And now I'm 3 months into this heartbreak, and now everything is hitting me, and I'm just allowing myself to feel the emotions. If I start to get sad, instead of reaching out to someone, instead of putting on the TV, instead of whatever it is, I will just sit there and I will just feel it. And this has been helping me so much to grow from it. So 3 months ago, if I had a sad thought about my ex or whatever it was, the first thing that I would do is I would turn on the TV and distract myself. I would call someone up. I would go out. I would make plans. I would play a video game. I would do all these things to distract myself. Now I'm at a point where if I feel that way, I'll just sit and I'll just let it sink in, and I'll just think about it, and I'll just let myself feel the pain, because that is the only way you're going to grow through it, is by going through it. And just not distracting yourself helps you realize what it is that you have to fix too. So make sure you're not distracting yourself. You're not, you know, as soon as you have those thoughts, trying to go to a different outlet, and you're really just letting yourself sit there with it and deal with it. Because if you don't deal with it now, you're going to have to deal with it in a week or in a month or in a few months when there's no distractions left. And I think when we force ourselves to distract so much, God starts to take away those distractions, because he's like, no, you have to deal with this. You have to go through this. And I'm going to take away every single distraction in your way until you sit and face this. So I think that if we don't stop the distractions will stop with us. So I think it's just really helped me stop trying to distract myself and really just sit there, face the emotions, whatever it is that you're going through, and just allowing yourself to realize, I'm going through something. The only way I'm going to grow through this is by going through it, and just letting yourself sit there and just go through the pain. Maybe go for a drive and just think about it while you're driving, sit in your bed, whatever it is, just having that time to yourself to really reflect on the situation and reflect on what it is that you have to grow from. The next thing that has really helped me is journaling and doing affirmations. So I just got this manifestation journal from Amazon. I will link it down below. I've linked it on my Instagram before. I've posted it on my Instagram before. But it basically just has you write your gratitude, your affirmations, a to-do list. It's honestly such a great little like planner journal that I've been writing in every single morning. And I just see such a shift in energy when I write in it, a shift in my anxiety when I write in it, and just the shift in my energy. Like, I just feel so much better when I write my affirmations and my manifestations every single morning. Like, it is such a difference. And manifesting is something I've been wanting to get back into again, because there was a point where I was really into it, and then I kind of stopped because I guess I was just lazy and like not, you know, doing things I should be doing. And ever since I bought this journal, I've been getting into it again, and it makes such a difference. So I highly recommend getting a journal like that. You don't even need a journal. You could write it on a piece of paper. You could write it literally on post-it notes, whatever you want. But I like having like a little guided journal just for aesthetic purposes. I think it looks pretty in my room, makes me want to write in it more. So I will link the one that I have down below, but it has just helped me. I will make honestly a whole Amazon storefront for everything that I talk about in this episode, and just like things that have helped me and items and products that have helped me to transform my life. I will make a whole Amazon storefront section for, and I will link it down below. So if I'm ever talking about any products, it will be linked to my storefront below. But journaling has helped me extremely, 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 extremely when it comes to dealing with my emotions and just facing what it is. So I have two journals that I honestly write in. The first one is the manifestation journal, and the second one is this other one called the Between Places. And the Between Places is more of like long prompts, and it's a religious based journal, and it's a journal that I'll write in. You really need to get like a dark thought out of my head, or just like need to really reflect internally. So I've been writing in that one at night if I'm a little bit more on the I need to pour things outside. My manifestation journal is kind of just like a positive way to start my day. And it's like, this is the way I'll start my day. I'll write these affirmations, I'll write these manifestations. And it just makes me feel a lot better to get those things done out of the way. And it just makes my like mind feel more positive, and it makes me feel more confident, and kind of like I'm unlocking a new potential, if that makes sense. But as for the other journal that I have, it's more of a nighttime journal where I write down kind of when I'm feeling a little bit more emotional, when I need to get more out, and just all that stuff. So I highly, highly recommend getting a journal and investing in a journal that is going to make you write in it. Like I said, mine is like a little cute and aesthetic, so it makes me want to write in it. So I highly recommend getting something like that for if you want to just kind of start getting into journaling, because it has helped me so much with my mental health. Next habit is cold/contrast showers. So I never was one to take cold showers. I used to take ice baths in high school, not like full ones with full body, but my legs, they would make you put your like, because I played sports in high school, like once a week or once every 2 weeks, you would have to like dunk your legs in an ice bath. So me and my friends would all just, you know, we put sit around the bath, and it was like in our school, it was in our PT center. So we would go and we would dunk our legs, and like, I remember it would feel crazy, and I've never done my full body, but I've done just my legs just because of sports. But I started to take cold showers recently, and I don't keep it cold the whole entire time. Maybe I should, I don't know. I physically can't, but I'll start it off cold. So what I'll do is before I get in the shower, I'll put it on like the coldest setting, and I'll go in, and it is one of the hardest things that you have to like just force your body to do. And it's just like, you can't think about it. It's like when you're jumping into the pool for the first time, you can't think about it. You just have to do it. So I'll force myself in, and for the first like 30 seconds, you're just gonna be like, you're just gonna be trying to catch your breath, but it helps you so much get in tune with your body and get in tune with your breath. And it's so good for breath work. It's a breath work exercise to take a cold shower like that, because it helps you connect with your breath. It helps you realize like it helps you catch your breath, be in tune with yourself. Someone who's a little bit more on the anxious side, if I'm ever feeling super anxious, this is something that helps my breathing a lot, is just hopping into a cold shower. So I highly, highly recommend hopping into a super cold shower, sitting in it for at least a minute, set a timer on your phone, go into the cold shower, just let yourself like let the water hit your back, hit the top of your head, hit your face, hit your chest, let it hit your whole body, and just stand there and just focus on your breathing. The whole time you're in there, the only thing you're going to be focusing on is your breathing. And once your timer goes off and it's been a minute, or it's been a minute and 30 seconds, however long you want to do it, switch the water to a little bit warmer, and then you could go and take your normal shower. I like to end my showers with hot water because I just feel like it puts me to sleep more and makes me a little bit sleepier. So that is how I will end my shower. That's why it's a contrast shower. It's like you're starting off with cold, then you're going to hot. I know sometimes contrast showers, you can just keep switching back and forth and go from cold to hot, cold to hot. I don't like doing that. That's too much work for me. So I'll start it off cold. I'll go in while it's cold. Towards the end of the shower, that's when I'll like make it hot and actually enjoy my shower and use it as like self-care and go to sleep a little bit more relaxed now that I have a cold shower. But the cold has helped me so much. I've taken a full cold shower where I'll go in and it's cold, and I'll get out and it's cold, and I just will make the whole shower cold. The best relief is getting out of the shower and just feeling so warm with like the heat blasting on you, a warmed up towel. It is actually one of the best feelings ever. So if you want to do that, you can do that as well. But I highly recommend taking cold showers, especially if you want to focus on breath work. The next tip that I have is to write in your planner, make to-do lists, write in your calendar. So I use Google Calendar to list out basically everything. I have appointments, birthdays, any type of event. I write like big exams that are due, and that's kind of everything that's on my Google Calendar. It's like the big scheme of things. It's more of like a monthly planner, and then I have another like physical planner that I use more for like daily and weekly things, so more like smaller homework assignments, podcast recordings, any type of meeting, things like that. So I kind of scatter it between Google Calendar and physical planner. They do match each other, but I'll just put more detail in the physical planner that I have because there's just more room, and the Google Calendar will have more of like the broader, bigger things, bigger meetings, big exams, birthdays, events, appointments, all that type of stuff will be in my Google calendar. And then in my physical planner, it's more so like this homework assignment is due this day and, you know, whatever it might be. So really just focusing on writing in my planner, making those to-do lists, and it just makes me feel a lot more productive. This journal that I have does have a to-do like section. I also have like a daily to-do list thing that I can write stuff in. If it's going to be a really busy day, I need to write down everything that I'm doing or else I will just feel extremely overwhelmed. So if I don't write down everything that I'm doing, I will just feel overwhelmed and scattered and I'll probably forget to do some things and things won't get done unless I put it all in that. So that is something that helps me so much. I've always been a planner girl. I've been writing in my planner since I was like in middle school. So I've always been a planner girl and it just helps me so much stay on track, getting the most amount done that I could get done, and just helps me remain very productive. So highly recommend investing in a planner if you don't have one, and also using Google Calendar. Next tip that I have is setting out your workout clothes the night before, or just setting up your gym bag in general. I always set out my gym bag the night before, even if I'm not going to the gym till later. Like right now it's 1 p.m. I'm not going to the gym until like 3:30, 4 o'clock. But last night I still laid out my gym clothes. I still packed my gym bag. My headphones are charging right now. I just need to have those things ready. My Apple Watch needs to be charging. I've been really bad with my Apple Watch recently. I don't know why. It's like if I don't charge my Apple Watch for a day, all of a sudden I don't charge it for a week and I just forget to wear it. I don't know if I'm the only one that's like that. Let me know if you guys are like that with your Apple Watch too. Sometimes I'll go weeks without wearing it and then weeks wearing it. When I first got my Apple Watch, I didn't even like working out without my Apple Watch. It felt like my workout didn't count unless I had my Apple Watch, which is so unhealthy. I highly recommend setting out your workout clothes the day before. If you go to the gym in the morning, especially, make sure you're doing this. Lay out your workout clothes, your Apple Watch, set up your water bottle, your protein for after the gym, whatever it is that you have to do, set everything up the night before, because you will feel more obligated to do it if you see it in the morning. And then when you wake up in the morning, put it on right away. I used to be a 6 a.m. workout girl where I would work out every morning at 6 a.m. I'd wake up at like 5:30. I would have my gym clothes laid out already. It was the first thing I would do before I made my bed, before I washed my face, before I brushed my teeth. I would get out of bed and I would put on my gym clothes while I'm like half asleep. And then after my gym clothes were on, I would go to the bathroom, wash my face, brush my teeth. And that's when I would kind of like get into the hang of like whatever it was. And like now I'm finally waking up. But I had to put my gym clothes on right away, because if my pajamas are on, I will get back into that bed. So I'll put my gym clothes on, then I'll wash my face, then I'll brush my teeth. I don't work out in the morning anymore. I just realized I like working out better in the afternoon. I like looking forward to my workout. I don't really like getting it out of the way. I like looking forward to it. It's more of my like stress reliever at the end of the day. I like coming home and eating dinner, taking a shower, and getting in bed. That's just how I like it being part of my routine. I maybe will make the switch one day and start working out in the morning again. It's not that I hated when I worked out in the morning. I just prefer it in the afternoon. I just like ending my day with it. But obviously everyone is different. But especially if you want to start working out in the morning, I highly recommend laying out your workout clothes. But even though I work out in the afternoon, I always will pack my gym bag the day before, especially if I'm going to be in classes all day. I need to bring my gym bag with me and keep it in the car while I'm in class so that I can go straight from classes. So highly, 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 highly recommend packing your gym bag, packing your workout clothes. This will help you to make you want to move your body. To keep talking about working out and moving your body, a habit and a hack that kind of changed my whole perspective on working out was to work out for strength and health rather than looks. When I first started going to the gym, I would go to the gym, I would do 30 minutes on the treadmill between like normally like an incline walk, a little bit of a jog. I would do abs, I would stretch, and I would leave. And that was what I would do every single day. I would only do cardio and abs because all I cared about was losing weight, being fit, and having like abs. It's all I cared about. I didn't care about a butt, legs, arms, nothing. All I focused on was I need to lose weight. I need to lose weight. I need to look skinnier. I need to look thinner. That was all that I focused on for the first few months. And then I eventually started to like test out new machines. I started to play with weights a little bit. I was like squatting. I was doing all these things. And even though I wasn't great at it, even though I wasn't putting up any heavy weight, it was something that I did ease into very, very slowly. And it's so nerve-wracking doing that at a gym, like easing into using weights and using new machines, because you just never know if you're doing something wrong. Like I look back at old videos and I'm like, wow, that form was so bad. I can't believe no one corrected me. And it's like one of those feelings where you can look back and laugh at yourself a little bit for using a machine wrong. But everyone starts somewhere. No one is judging you. I've never like judged anyone that I've seen doing anything at the gym. I have had people come up to me and be like, can I just fix your form really quick? And I'm like, go ahead. Like, you know better than I do. Fix me, help me, whatever it is. Because people at the gym really do just want to see you grow. Everyone is there to work on themselves and be a better them. So they're going to root for you as well. But when I started working out for strength and health, now I'm like more excited. I'm like, oh, how much can I squat today? How much can I RDL today? Let me focus on my form. How much can I leg press today? All of these different things. So it's just been really good for me to kind of be able to focus on that instead of how I look and like, oh, I don't want to be too strong. I don't want to look bulky. I don't want to look too built. And like, I don't want to look too fit. And like, if someone would call me fit opposed to thin, I would get so upset and so offended. And now I'm like, yeah, I am fit. Like, I am strong. Like, I'm a strong girl. I work out to be strong. Like, I look healthy. I look this, I look that. So when I started to switch my mindset, and it was not an easy transition to switch that mindset, and some days I still feel a little self-conscious in the way I look. But once I was able to switch my mindset to, I want to be healthy and I want to be strong and I work out because I love myself, not because I'm torturing myself. So I think it's so important to focus on being healthy. Now, to go into appearance, which is kind of like on the opposite side of the spectrum, but I think investing in appearance has helped my wellness so much. And when I say investing in your appearance, I mean doing it the healthy way. So investing in skincare. I've always been like back and forth with skincare. I've had acne for the past maybe almost 10 years of my life. I would say like 8 or 9 years of my life, I've dealt with acne. And I think because I've dealt with acne, it's made me stray away from skincare. You think it would make me get more into skincare, but it actually strayed me away from it because I did so many different skincare regimens to clear up my skin and to help my skin and heal my skin, my rosacea, my hormonal acne, whatever it was. And nothing helped because my acne is internal, my hormones. It's the way I eat. It's the way I live. It's the way my hormones are in balance. So that is what my acne comes from. So I've never invested in skincare or cared about it, or I would go to sleep with a little bit of concealer on and a little bit of makeup sometimes, and like I wouldn't fully wash my face. Like, I was not the best at taking care of my skin because I felt like it wouldn't matter even if I took care of my skin, because I'm like, even if I took care of my skin, it would still break out. So why am I going to go out of my way and take care of it and waste my money on these products and this and that? And that was everything that went through my head. But recently, even though I'm still struggling with acne, I have been taking so much time in my skincare, doing my steps every morning and every night, face wash, my moisturizer, my sunscreen, my gua sha, my jade roller, my ice roller. I've been doing every single step when it comes to my skincare, AM and PM, and it has made such a difference. I'll slug at night sometimes, which is great, but it's just one of those things where I am investing in it now. I'm getting products that are a little bit more on the pricey side, but that are going to work better. And I'm just taking the time in it. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to be investing money. You could just be investing time every morning and every night. And it's just a good like few minutes that you have with yourself. And it's just you. There's no distractions. And it's the only thing that you're focusing on in that time, and just taking your time with it. It's not something stressful. It's something that should be fun. So investing in skincare has been huge. Getting facials. I used to get facials a lot. I want to get back into getting them. I do this like laser treatment on my face. So it's like I do that. I've been honestly not been getting facials because I just hate extractions so much. And I know extractions are like so good for your skin, but because I have acne, they are so painful. And I'm literally just sitting there crying. Like, I've had times where I'll go home from a facial and just cry because of how painful it was. And I'm like, if I didn't have acne, it wouldn't have been this painful. And I just get like so upset over it. Honestly, I think that's why I haven't booked a facial in a while. But getting facials, investing in your skincare, getting my nails done, manicure and pedicure, even though it's winter and no one's seeing my toes or whatever, I still want to get a pedicure and feel put together just for myself. Getting your hair done. I just got a trim like last week, not even a week ago. And it makes me feel so different. Like, I literally feel like a different human being, even though it didn't make the biggest difference. Like, my hair is still the same length. It made a difference in like my face shape, and my hair feels healthier. Your hair just feels healthy when you get a trim, and it's obviously something you should definitely be doing. I've also been doing hair masks. Like, yesterday I got home from the gym, rosemary oil all throughout my scalp, and then I put like coconut oil, I put it in a claw clip. I spent like 2 hours just cooking dinner, eating dinner, cleaning my room, played a little bit of video games, and then I took a full shower where I washed my hair, washed my body, I shaved, I did everything. But just investing in that body care, in the hair care, in the face, everything, and just really investing in my appearance makes such a difference. And this doesn't mean, and I have been buying more makeup recently because I want to like get better at it for when I go out. I definitely don't wear makeup every single day, but when I do wear it and I go out, I want to make sure I'm doing it right and I'm feeling good in whatever I do. So investing in better makeup products, going to Sephora, and really just like indulging in being a woman. Obviously, you can do it as a man too, but you know, like just indulging in that lifestyle I really love. Just been loving like going to Sephora and Ulta, getting new products, going home, testing them out, and taking that time with myself and taking that time just to like be with me. And it's just really fun. Like, it's a fun feeling. Like, I had days where I'll, like, go, I'll get a trim, then I'll get my nails done, then I'll come home and do a face mask, and you just feel so good at the end of it. Every Thursday night to prep for the weekend, I'll do, like, the hair, the nails, the face mask, I'll shave, I'll do my eyebrows, my upper lip, I'll exfoliate, maybe do a little self-tan, and then for the weekend, I'm, like, prepped, I'm ready to take on the weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I feel my best, I look my best. So I think it's so important to take that time to invest in your appearance, because I literally feel like a different person when I leave my house after I invest in my appearance. And that doesn't mean pounds of makeup, that doesn't mean so much heat on your hair, it just means taking care of yourself a little bit every single day so that you are able to leave the house feeling clean and feeling put together. My next hack or habit is meal prepping and purchasing healthy foods. So the other day, I think it was on Tuesday, I woke up, went for a mile run, went for a mile walk, and then I was like so motivated that I went grocery shopping. I went to Trader Joe's and picked up a bunch of things to meal prep and cook with, because I feel like a lot of the reason I don't eat at home and I don't meal prep or just like kind of like cook at home is because I don't have a lot of things for it. So I'll just resort to the easiest thing that's there, even if it's not healthy. I bought a bunch of like healthier alternatives and a bunch of things that I could cook with. And then I came home and I made myself a really good like avocado olive toast. It was amazing. I'm gonna actually make it after I'm done recording this. But just being able to kind of cook my own food, cook my own meal, eat it on my own. And I just felt a lot like cleaner and healthier when I did it. So purchasing healthy foods and meal prepping is a huge thing, because a lot of the time we only eat unhealthy for convenience. Like we're going to pick up fast food because we're starving and we let ourselves get to a point of being that hungry. And we don't want to take the time to meal prep or cook because of how hungry we let ourselves get. Like a lot of the time it's really just about time and what you have available to you. So I highly recommend meal prepping when you do get those things. I meal prepped like overnight oats, chia pudding, a bunch of vegetables, chicken. I got home from the gym yesterday. I was starving, like so, so hungry. And I remembered like, wait, I made protein overnight oats. And even though I wasn't necessarily craving protein overnight oats that much, I was like, let me eat this now as soon as I get from the gym. So I'll get my protein in. I'll have something healthy and it'll kind of like kill my hunger where I'm not too hungry, where I'm just going to go order something or go buy something. And it made such an improvement. And I just felt so much better about myself when I ate that opposed to like picking up Chick-fil-A on my way home or, you know, whatever the case is. Highly recommend going on a good grocery trip, getting a bunch of things, making a list beforehand. And then meal prepping, I did post a little bit of what I got from the grocery store on my TikTok. So go follow my TikTok at For You From Eve. I've been doing like little vlogs recently on TikTok and Instagram. So definitely go check them out. But I posted what I bought from the grocery store as well, so you can look at kind of get an idea of things that I buy when I go. The next tip that I have is scrolling on my phone less, putting my phone on Do Not Disturb, setting screen times. So I do have a screen time set on TikTok just so that I don't mindlessly scroll all the time, because I'm always mindlessly scrolling on TikTok. I'm not really like too crazy on Instagram. I'll go through like Instagram stories, but I'm not really like going through my feed religiously on Instagram. But I definitely scroll through TikTok a lot more than I should. And so setting a screen time where it's like, you've been on TikTok for 2 hours today, it's time for you to get off, or, you know, whatever it is, definitely helps me. Of course, posting on social media is kind of part of my job. So a lot of the time I do give myself that excuse, but there's no reason for me to be mindlessly scrolling all of the time. Putting my phone on Do Not Disturb just helps me a lot with distractions. I have it on a setting where you can call me if you need me. Like if someone calls me, it'll go through. I have settings where it's not like that, but I really only use that if I'm like in an exam or, you know, recording a podcast. But even before I was recording this podcast, I was scrolling through my phone for like 30, 45 minutes and it wasn't on Do Not Disturb. So any message I was getting, any notification I was getting, I was opening and all of a sudden I was distracted in this like portal of whoever messaged me and whatever they said. So putting my phone on Do Not Disturb just cuts out so many distractions and just stops you from mindlessly scrolling, and it helps you get things done when you need to get them done. The next tip that I have is is to listen to podcasts. Obviously, you follow this tip if you're listening to this episode. I kind of fell off track with podcasts ever since I created my own. I don't know if it's just because like I talk so much that like hearing someone else talk so much is not my favorite thing anymore, but I definitely have not listened to podcasts as much as I used to. So that's something that I've been kind of trying to get back into again, is re-listening to podcasts. I love Ed Mylett. He is one of my favorite podcast hosts. So Ed Mylett is a big one for me. Skinny Confidential. I love Call Her Daddy. Especially recently, I feel like she's just been killing the game. So I have to get back into listening to podcasts again. Those are like my top three, but it's not something I fell off from. And I think that they just help you so, so much. And especially having my own podcast, it could help me definitely with inspiration for my own show. But I just love to listen, especially on a walk. Like you just feel like you're getting so much done while you're walking. And it's the best feeling ever while you're cleaning your room or whatever it is that you're doing and listening. You feel like you're doing something really productive because you are. My next hack that has helped me is self-help books. I've been on a huge self-help book kick. My current favorite one is The Mountain Is You, which is basically talking about turning self-sabotage into like self-mastery and like really just getting out of your own head, getting out of your own shell and unlocking your full potential and not like psyching yourself out of it. It has been an amazing book. It's by Brianna West and it has literally been my favorite comfort book recently. So I've been reading that. I've been reading The Healing Code. I just bought this book called Why Men Love Bitches and I think it is the funniest thing ever. I kind of bought it for like entertainment purposes, but I was reading through it and it really just does make you feel like an independent bad bitch. I'm not gonna lie. Like it makes you feel good. So I highly recommend something like that if you're in your leave me alone era, which is kind of like what I'm at right now. So highly recommend self-help books. I will link all my favorites in my Amazon storefront, but self-help books have been helping me extremely just kind of unlock my full potential, learn new things about myself, and also apply things to the show. Another thing is getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep. I don't know why, but for the past few days, I have not been able to sleep and I've been sleeping like from anywhere from like 1 a.m. to 3 a.m., which is so weird because the past few months, I've actually been doing really well at sleeping and I'll sleep at like 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. It's like I'll try to sleep and then I'll pick up my phone and I'll see that it's 2 a.m. and I'm like, what the hell? Why am I still awake? Why can't I sleep? And it is such an aggravating feeling. So I think investing in your sleep, I invest in my bedding. I'm absolutely obsessed with my bed, my pillows, my sheets, my duvet, my comforter. Everything is so comfortable. I've just invested in my bedroom in general, and investing in your space is a great wellness hack for sure. So investing in my space definitely helps me. I also just bought this Dr. Teal's sleep spray and it has like melatonin and lavender and stuff in it. And I'll spray my pillows with it before I sleep. And it definitely has helped. I haven't used it in the past few days. Maybe that's why I can't sleep. Highly recommend investing in your sleep. Red light therapy, oil diffusers, sleep sprays, great bedding, not going on a screen before you sleep, maybe drinking some type of tea or taking like ashwagandha or something like that, something that kind of like taking magnesium, something that'll relax you, make you less anxious, make you more sleepy. So highly recommend, make sure you're getting enough sleep. Getting 7 to 9 hours is so, so, so important. I cannot function with less than 7 hours of sleep in me. Like I'm a different person when I sleep for only 5 or 6 hours. I am a miserable human being. I cannot get anything done. I have a headache the whole day. Sleep makes such an impact on you and on your day. My next thing is taking vitamins and supplements. I just started getting back into this. This is something I'm really bad at staying consistent with, but I've been pretty good for the past few days. So hopefully I keep that going. You can even take like vitamin tests to see which vitamins you're lacking, and this will help you to see what it is you should be taking. So I have been doing that recently and I kind of know what my body needs. So I have like a whole vitamin lineup that works for me and works for my body. So I've been doing that every single day. I'll take them in the morning. I'll take some at night. I've been wanting to start ashwagandha. I did buy it, but I haven't started taking it yet because I'm going to ask like my holistic doctor if she thinks it's going to be like a good fit for me. But I definitely think I'm going to start taking it just to help with my nerves and my anxiety and just help me be a little bit more relaxed. Next is meditating. This is something I also fell off from. I was meditating for a while, like 2 years ago. I was meditating every single morning for maybe like a few months. And then I kind of just stopped. I was meditating a lot during COVID, like the few months of COVID, I think because I just had so much time in the morning and I was very anxious. So it was really helping me with that. And then I kind of stopped. But for the past few days, I've been getting back into it and it definitely makes such a difference. I prefer morning meditations, just sitting, putting on a little morning meditations on my headphones for like 5 or 10 minutes and just sitting there breathing, relaxing. And it's just a really good way to start your day. I think it's a great way to end your day as well, especially if you have
trouble sleeping, this could really help you kind of like put you to sleep a little bit. So I highly, highly, highly recommend getting into meditating again. This could also be a form of journaling. Meditation looks different for everyone, but I personally do like guided meditations. I'll just go on Spotify. You could go on YouTube. There's so many areas where you could get guided meditations. You can also find like a meditation coach on Instagram, and I'm sure that they have their own programs as well. And another thing has really helped me is doing work in a cafe or just really liking the space that you're doing work in. So I do have a desk in my room and I do take advantage of this desk and I do use it to do work on. But sometimes I need like a little bit of a change of scenery. Sometimes I just don't want to be home and I want to be somewhere else when I'm doing work. So going to a cafe, whether it's a Starbucks or a cute cafe by you, just a cafe where you feel great, highly recommend investing in the space that you're in or finding spaces where you feel your best. Something I've been wanting to get into, this is what I'm going to kind of end it off on, and you guys can let me know if you've ever done this. So like I said, I want to get into ashwagandha. I also want to get into L-glutamine, which I just ordered, so it'll be coming in soon. But another thing is I really want to get into lymphatic drainages. I've seen a lot of people do lymphatic drainage and on their stomach. I know you could do some on your skin as well, but I really want one on my stomach because it just helps you so much with bloating. And as someone who is bloated all the time and just has definitely a bit more of gut issues, I feel like it would definitely help my gut and just kind of like clear everything out. I really want to do like a juice cleanse and then a lymphatic drainage and just clean everything out of my system. So I think that's something I'm going to look into for the next week or two. I think I want to do like a really nice juice cleanse where I just drink juices for 3 days and maybe get like a lymphatic drainage at the end of it and just flush everything out of my system. So that's something I want to look into. If you guys have done one or you know someone that's done one, please DM me and let me know how your experience was. And if you're in the Jersey area and you did it in New Jersey or in New York, let me know as well so I know what places to look at. But that's where I'm going to end off this episode. I hope this episode helped you guys to find some new wellness hacks and habits to incorporate into your life. The healing journey is not an easy one, and there's so many steps to get there. And I just want to remind you guys that you're going to do these hacks and these habits, and you can stay consistent with them for weeks and months, and you could still have a bad day, and that's totally okay. You're going to come back from it, kind of what I'm living right now. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Thank you for all your support. I will be away this weekend. I will be in Massachusetts this weekend, actually, on a little ski trip event. So I will not be here this weekend. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at ForYouFromEve and on TikTok at ForYouFromEve. All my socials will be linked down below, my Amazon storefront. Everything is linked in the description. Thank you guys so much for watching, and I will talk to you next week.